The question was asked, how do we view Shimon and Levi going out against the city of Shechem? Ramban and Ramban both give halachic explanations why Shimon and Levi were in the right. So technically, what they did was okay, halachically, either because the city backed them or the city didn't have laws that would protect the citizens. For whatever reason, they had all transgressed the Noahide laws and they were in the right. You have Rambam and Ramban, different interpretations as to why. So we definitely see an approach of backing Shimon and Levi. The flip side is, Yaakov Avinu isn't happy with them. The Torah describes their act as Bimirma. We say every day, Elokai Netzol Leshonim Meraus Fatai Midaber Mirma. So it says they answered with mirma, with deceit, with cunning. Yaakov Avinu at the end of his days, so on the spot, Yaakov Avinu tells them, Bisodam al tavo, he tells them, Achartemoti, you've endangered me, you've destroyed me. Now I'm in danger from all the neighbors. Everyone's going to come and attack me. And according to certain opinions, there were actually wars that transpired after what Shimon and Levi did. So they did endanger everyone. And that's what Yaakov Avinu says. Becharbi uvekashti, it was my sword and my bow that protected you at the end. You took on the little city of Shechem, and then everyone else came to fight us, and it was Charbi and Kashti. I own Shechem, not you, because you were about to lose everything when the nations attacked. So in that sense, we see what they did was not respectful of Yaakov. Chazal also say that their zeal was not exactly pure. Because in Yaakov's blessings, he says, Shimon ve'Levi achim. Shimon and Levi are brothers. Shimon and Levi, you're such brothers, right? You stood up for Dina. Where were you when Yosef needed you? If you have such brotherly love, such zeal for your brother, how could you be the ones to instigate the murder of Yosef? And so his achim was a jab at them. Where's your brotherly love, Shimon and Levi? If you did everything against Shechem out of the zeal for your own sister, where was that zeal about Yosef? You sell him down to Egypt for prostitution? You who fought prostitution? You who said, Achizonai aset achotenu? One man took your sister. And you said, no, he's turning her into a woman of ill repute. You sold your brother in the most unnatural way, naked, to Egypt for forced prostitution. Actual prostitution, and you destroyed Shechem in the name of fighting prostitution? So Yaakov Avinu alludes to a certain contradiction, a certain hypocrisy in Shimon and Levi. And in that, Chazal see a certain rebuke to Shimon and Levi. Achim leDina, velo achim leYosef. And we continue in Yaakov's blessings. Yaakov says, "Tlei chamas mecherotehem, it's stolen property, your swords. You guys shouldn't be fighting this way. This is not the way we do things here. Besodam al tavon nafshi, bikalam al techad kevodi, ki v'yutzonam haragu ish, ki v'apam haragu ish, uv'yutzonam ikeru shor." They uprooted what's shor, either Yosef, or shor is the walls of a city. Arur apam, Yaakov Avinu curses their anger. He doesn't curse them, but he says their anger is inappropriate. And so he curses it. And then he says, Achalekem Yaakov, the punishment is, they will not inherit a territory like the other tribes, they will be scattered. Levi, who did tshuva, got that turned into a blessing. So Levi is scattered, he has the Levite cities, he is the educator, he is the Yorumish Patecha LeYaakov. They teach Yaakov. Shimon, who did not do tshuva, he finds himself again at the end of the 40 years in the desert. It's his prince that goes with Kuzbi. Where's all that zeal against prostitution? They're the ones who were running after the girls from Midian. So Shimon finds himself scattered. They don't have a proper inheritance in the land of Israel. And Moshe Rabbeinu also doesn't bless them upon the entrance to Eretz Yisrael. So we see that even though Yaakov Avinu cursed their anger and said that they would be scattered because of this trait, it didn't have to play itself out as a curse. Levi was able to modify it by becoming such tzaddikim that it became a blessing. Shimon was a scattered. The Ran explains that Shimon's scattering is like sprinkling a sharp spice in the food. When you scatter it, So then it brings out flavor. Too much in one spot is not palatable. And that's the idea of Shimon. You need a certain amount of hotheads in every city. You know, they're what drives people to move, to action, to get things done. If everyone's complacent, they say, no, so the city's burning down. Someone called me from the U.S. and said, so many fires in Eretz Yisrael, what's going on here? I said, well, the media says two-thirds are natural, only one-third is arson. So the person said to me, so why are there no natural fires in Gaza? How come all the natural fires happened in Israel and none in Gaza? Shouldn't there be natural fires also breaking out in Gaza? They don't have the same heat as you have in Israel? How come the West Bank doesn't have all these natural fires breaking out? Good question, right? Well, another interesting question is, why? And the answer is, because we don't have that sprinkling of Shimon in our midst. We're all complacent, we're willing to go with things, and that's what the Ran says. You need a certain amount of Shimon to get things moving. You need someone who's going to say, this can't happen, this cannot be.